And then secondly, it's like parents are hard, man. You know, especially what I've noticed is with people that are born Muslim, it's even more difficult because their parents are like, I was born Muslim. Like, you know, we had a Sheikh al-Islam in our family 400 years ago. And blah. Like me, it's easy. My parents were not Muslims. I'm like, y'all even Muslim. Right. So they can't really tell me about Islam. So that takes time. And there may be a point where you're just like, you know what? Like, you're not in charge of them. And that's hard for parents to realize, too, once their children are adults. You can't force them. You can encourage them. I'm going to cut them off. Well, if you cut them off, who are they going to be exposed to now? Like you can't. That's not a healthy thing either. They're going to look for a supporting structure somewhere else. Like, that's just going to happen. So you've got to be wise, man, and measure it in a way where you affirm. Because I know how this plays, like, especially as a woman. It's very important that you make your own decisions. And you're not being forced to do something. You know what I'm sort of getting at? At the same time, you want to do that in a way that doesn't destroy your relationships. So I think finding the unique balance between being the authentic you without creating chaos, but also not letting people feel that they can manipulate you, even if it's your family. Right? So over time, you want to build enough. Kind of like the horse that's just born trying to stand, you know, kind of like wobbly. Then you want to be like this. If anyone else has any thoughts, I mean, I'm just thinking of it in my own perspective, but these are very real issues. Religiosity sometimes can be seen as a threat. And then also you want to take it, you want to make sure you're in touch with scholars, scholarship. You may hear something that may be wrong. Someone may tell you something. Thank you so much, Habibti. Someone may tell you something's wrong. So you want to be very careful with kind of how you push into your family. You know, I have a rule, even with my non-Muslim family, like, I'm just will, man. I don't do anything crazy. I don't do anything wrong. But I'm not, like, there in that space in that way. And that actually allowed them to start to ask me more questions than when I was, like, overtly sort of Islamic. They felt more safe. So then they started to ask questions. Yes, Sarah.
Salam. One follow-up to the beginning of this lecture.